you fake it? And every letter, would you burn it? 'Cause every time I hear the way she said it, I can't help it.
Take us one flight, we'd be in the same time zone. Looking through your timeline, seeing all the rainbows. I got an idea, and I know that it sounds crazy. I just wanna see ya. Oh, I gotta ask, do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. 'Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. I can feel the tension. We could cut it with a knife. I know it's more than just a friendship. I can hear you think I'm right, yeah. Do I gotta convince you that you shouldn't fall asleep? It'll only be a couple hours, and I'm about to leave. Do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. 'Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Do you got plans tonight? I was hoping I could get lost in your paradise. The only thing I'm thinking about is you tonight. 'Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. I can't seem to get you off my mind.
Let's get lost tonight. Let's get lost tonight. Baby, you and
I can't seem to get you off my mind.
Let's get lost tonight. Let's get lost tonight. Baby, you and
I can't seem to get you off my mind. From Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. 'Cause I can't get you off my mind. I can't get you off my mind. Do you got plans tonight, baby? I was hoping I could get lost in your paradise. The only thing I'm thinking about is you and I. And I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't see me get you off my mind.
All right, you just heard Lost in Japan by Shawn Mendes. This is It's All About Perspective. My name is DJ Sweet Fig.
And I'm Remy.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the show.
Welcome indeed. And something I want to point out real quick, I don't know if you guys noticed this. So we just played that Shawn Mendes song Lost in Japan. Has anyone else noticed or thought that the very first piano note of this song sounds exactly the same as the first note of Slide by Calvin Harris and who is it? Who else is on that? It's a bunch of people. But the first note, the first piano note, is exactly the same, I think. And we're going
to
play...
All right, you ready to test this?
The first note of both songs. So hopefully we can figure out if I'm crazy or if there's some truth to this.
So here's the first note of Slide.
Okay, yeah, that's enough.
Okay, so that's the first. And then Lost in Japan. Here we go.
Doesn't that sound really similar to the very first?
I mean...
I think it's in a different key, but I think it's the same note.
That's... They're...
When you play them back-to-back, they sound different, but if it's just coming up on shuffle, when Lost in Japan comes on, I always think, oh, it's Slide, and then it's not Slide, which
is
not a disappointment to me, but I think it's the same note.
If I don't say so myself, I'm usually good at picking out a song when it's the first, the first note, I'm very good at being like, I like that, like, I know that song, I know which song is on, like, blah, 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 and I haven't confused them, and I like both songs.
All right, well, I'm gonna go home and do some piano work with both songs and figure out if they are the same note.
Couldn't you look up sheet music?
Yeah, but where's the fun in that?
Okay. Well, Remy, this next song, I don't know if you remember, so we weren't on last week.
That's true. It's been a long time, actually.
Feels like it's been a long time. But the week before, I was saying how I think we played an Ed Sheeran song, and I was like, you know, he hasn't released something since like 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked up a few more and it was like Rihanna, Ariana Grande, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, Ariana Grande hasn't released something since 2016. Like 2 days later, she releases the next song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it.
Okay. I think it's great. But just, I think it was crazy that I was like, she hasn't released anything in so long.
She heard you and she was like, I don't she like is this one call of our- out. Here you go. Take that,
I'll drop
DJ
a song
Sweet
right
thing.
Now. All right. Well, let's give it a listen.
Yeah. Right now on a state of mind. I'm living, so we turning up. Yeah, we turning it up.
I thought I met you once or twice. Showing me consciousness is primary in the universe, and I had a revelation. I'll be your child if you insist. I mean, if it was you that made my body, you probably shouldn't have made me atheist. But oh, I'm a lesbian kiss. I'm an evangelist. And if you don't wanna go to hell and miss, you better start selling this.
Was a beautiful song.
Thanks, Dylan.
I feel bliss. I don't know if that's the right word.
I could see how you would feel that way.
Bliss,
sort of.
What's oh, you know what? I love Ben and Jerry's always says on their cash registers, it says have a euphoric day.
Wow.
And I always say it to them, and I don't think they realize that
you say it to them when you buy Ben and Jerry's.
First of all, I hand them the money for the Ben and Jerry's.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Dairy Queen's superior, but whatever.
Whatever.
Anyway.
I'm not even going to address that.
Anyway.
A response.
You like Ben and Jerry's more?
actually am not a huge ice cream person, but the few times that I do indulge, I'm always a Ben and Jerry's
interesting.
Kind of guy. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's when I hand them the money, and once the cash register like resets for the next person, it says have a euphoric day.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure the employees don't realize that, because every time I'm like have a euphoric day, and they're like, who are you? Why are you? Why? Woo.
Do you go to the same place a lot?
Yeah.
So do they think that? Do they know you as the euphoric day guy? Kid?
I might. They might. I haven't actually gone
great,
in a long.
This guy's here.
I haven't gone in a long time. There's one pizza place in New Jersey that I really like, and they're run by like a few dudes, and they close at 6:30, which really makes me angry, because
it is weird.
That's prime time.
It's prime pizza consuming time.
Yeah. Whatever. But so I used to not like it when people would recognize me at things, because I feel like a little self-conscious about like my order or whatever. Now I love it. I don't know why I felt that way. I walk in, they're like, yo, two, because they have like personal pizza pies and whatever. They're like, two personal pies and a Snapple. I'm like, yes. Yeah, go.
I like that. Like being your regular somewhere.
Now
I
love
it. Cool.
But anyway, what you heard, the past few songs that you heard were No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande, The Lotto by Ingrid Nelson and AJR.
I think it's Ingrid Michaelson. I believe.
Oh, God. And then If I Believe You by The 1975.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, that was a very lovely song.
It was. It's not their usual kind of sound, because they're kind of more of like a pop band.
Oh.
Not that I'm putting that down. I'm just saying that's not really usually what they do. So when I heard that song, I was taken a bit by surprise, but in a good way.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. Well, that was lovely. So, well, I'm thinking about amping it up. Is that kooky?
No. Not kooky at all. All
right. Well,
full send. Kids say.
Let's full send.
Good time. I don't wanna stop at all.
All right, you just heard "Don't Stop Me Now" by Queen.
What a great song.
That was great. I love that song.
That is, you know, people say songs nowadays are like a banger. You know,
yes.
That song's a banger.
Yes, I agree.
But it's an old school banger.
You wanna guess where the first time I heard that song actually?
I mean, that's a pretty tough thing to guess. Can you give me a clue or a hint or something?
It's an old popular musical TV show that you probably wouldn't expect that I watched.
A musical TV show?
I watched it with my sister a lot. She put it on, but I'm not, like, I enjoyed it. I'm not going to deny that.
Is it like Hannah Montana or something?
It's a good guess.
Is that even a musical
Think a little
TV
later,
show?
A little older. NBC.
I didn't watch a lot of TV when I was growing up, Dylan.
But you knew the show existed.
Did I?
Yeah, there's no way you didn't.
I don't know, man. Any more hints?
Takes place in high school. It's about a certain club.
I was about to say, oh, Glee?
Yeah.
Glee was before Hannah Montana?
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Later. Think later.
When you said older, I thought you meant like before.
No. Oh, I meant our age.
Oh, I see. Okay. Huh.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Should we bring up what we were talking about off the air a little bit right there before?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's just like...
Apparently, you're unaware of the fact that I always say I'm sensational when people ask me how am I.
Yeah, well, this came up when we were talking about the Ben & Jerry's thing, because I said that Have a Euphoric Day is a great like slogan for a campaign or something, or like their kind of product.
Yeah, but the shock that I feel when I see you have a euphoric day must be the shock that I give people when I say I'm sensational.
And you say that like whenever people ask you how you are?
Yes.
What if you're not feeling sensational?
I lie.
That's so sad.
Actually, this semester was like kind of a tough semester, actually.
Getting dark.
Which is okay. No, it's okay. And I didn't even realize that I wasn't saying it as much. I like probably didn't say I'm sensational. Like normally I say I'm sensational like every time. Mm-hmm. And apparently I didn't say it for like a month or something.
Oh wow.
And I said I'm sensational again to someone and he was like, "Aw, I haven't heard you say that in so long." I'm like, "Wow, oh, I'm sorry."
That's so funny. I can just imagine you like crying in the library and someone's like, "Hey Dylan, how are you?"
Like, "I'm sensational."
Nice. We did that.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Yeah, next time we'll try harmony.
That was even unrehearsed. Believe it or not.
Well, Remy, you want to play a few more songs before your time slot?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
You look at me, you let my heart breathe with ease. Chase the stars in a galaxy, making our own make-believe. I want you when the sun goes low, your body warmth wants me close. We'll be right back.
in the rain, ain't no pain. I seen days dark in shame. My heart aches like an AK hit my chest. That's a heartbreak. I can sleep, but I can't rest. Wake me up when I ain't pressed. Press my suit, early wake, guess. Seen first, last, first, blessed, rest. Tears turn rain to oceans. Pain floats high, we deep in. I don't mind. I don't mind dancing in the rain. Like a glass vase, what could ever make you wanna take a break? Trying to break the ice is thinner than a glacier. Waterfalls and tears be feeling like the same thing. I be falling, talking, drowning in my sorrows. You be like, okay, I'll call you back tomorrow. We should take this fight as I go grab your poncho. I don't mind dancing in the rain.
You just heard Glades by Drive, or no, Drive by Glades.
Yeah,
I always flip it around. And Dancing in the Rain by Taylor Bennett, Donnie Trumpet, Brandon Frox, and Shay Lewis. Mainly by Taylor Bennett, though.
Word.
Well, Remy, we were talking about the Cavs game.
We were, because the Cavs and the Pacers are playing right now. Game's almost over.
What's the score update?
It's 90-97 Cavs with 3:08 left in the fourth.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too close. Wow, I'm so scared now.
Well, it was 11 a minute ago. Either way.
Well, I want the Cavs to win. A lot of my friends want the Cavs to lose because they want LeBron to lose.
The thing is, I don't have anything against LeBron. I don't want him to lose. I just think it would be funny if he lost in the first round after having made it to the finals for like 10 million straight years before.
His team is so bad.
Yes. And we were talking about this before. Dylan thinks that LeBron deserves to have won more championships than he has.
I do. He for how good he is, he, I think, deserves to have won more championships.
Okay. And I was saying, I agree with that somewhat, but I think the fact that he's only played in the East and the Eastern Conference has historically, or not historically, but in the past like decade or so, been pretty bad. His way to the finals has been pretty easy almost every year. Like,
okay.
I don't think there's one time where he's had a really tough Eastern Conference finals matchup.
Yeah.
So
I'm also I don't like when people say I'm tired of seeing LeBron in the finals, because remember when I said what I said about like when you say it to an actor, when you say about an actor that is like actually versatile, that mm-hmm. you can only see them in that one character, yeah. and I think that's punishing the actor for doing a good job in that role.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're punishing LeBron for like doing what you're supposed to is yeah. get to the finals as a player.
I mean, I'm definitely not tired of seeing him in the finals.
Yeah, there are so many great highlights.
Yeah,
the blocks, all these, they're great.
Yeah. Although, just thinking of that, in the last game that the Cavs won, he did goaltend Oladipo on that last minute layup.
Yeah, so that's true. But I also heard that a call didn't go their way. That the shot that went off his elbow actually should have been off of someone else.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch the game.
There were like two bad calls back to back, and they like kind of canceled out.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, you got to play the game, and he did like nail that 3-pointer. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
All right.
We're in your time slot, man.
Yes.
We got some guitar loops.
Yes.
This week.
So I'm gonna throw me that aux cord.
Oh yes.
Really quick.
Yeah.
Ugh. Is this one gonna?
Yeah, there
longer?
We go.
Great.
We're also gonna talk about later in the show about Spring Fling. We gotta bring it up.
We do have to talk about Spring Fling at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So this week, I'm doing a song called Psycho Part 2 by Russ. Don't know why it's called Part 2.
Russell Westbrook?
No.
Everyone calls him Russ.
Not by Russell Westbrook. And so this is another one where I looped a bunch of stuff, like kind of like I did last week, but with a little more things. I have some piano, some drums, some bass, and obviously some guitar. So we'll see how it goes, you know.
You want to give us a strum? Beautiful. All right, Remy, the stage is yours.
All right, let's do it.
Me, the stage is yours. Oh, it's playing.
She got me going psycho. She got me going down, down, down. Got me living on a tightrope. She got me going down, down. Down, she got me going psycho. She got me going down, down, down. Got me living on a tightrope. She got me going down, down, down. Oh no, you lie. I want to, so I might call you tonight. If I do pick up, I got some gin in me. 100 bands on me. I'm feeling myself, yeah. I might say too much. She got me going psycho. She got me going down, down, down. Got me living on a tightrope. She got me going down, down, down. She got me going psycho. She got me going down, down, down. Got me living on a tightrope. Got me going down, down, down. I don't know you, but I know that you're special. Screw one verse, screw a hook. I'll use the whole instrumental just to reiterate the commitment I have to explore. Like would you ride it like a horse? Like my last name is Lord. I'm only interested, baby, I'm infatuated. You've been held back, I'll get you to graduation. Help you with your cash, see you clear of tax evasion. Death grip on your ass, I call that assassination. I'm getting carried away, let's get married today. Like here I go again, like White Snake back in the day. I'm crazy and you're crazy too, but I love that. You're bad and you're broken too, but I love that. Just be open to the possibility of me and you. That's all I ask. I've had the girls, I've got the cash, now I want you. Just be open to the possibility of me and you. That's all I ask. She got me going psycho. She got me going down, down, down. Got me living on a tightrope. She got me going down, down, down. She got me going psycho. She got me going down, down, down. No, no. No, no.
Oh no, oh no, she got me going psycho. She got me going down, down, down.
I clap for the people, Remy. I clap for the people.
I know.
It may seem like it's just me right now.
But it's everyone.
But it's everyone. The world is clapping with me.
Thanks.
One claps from many.
One clap for Dylan. All the claps for mankind.
Let's play another song. Beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Want to give me the shenanigans back so we can... All right. Let's keep the show rolling. It's 42 already.
Time flies when you're
doing a radio show.
I was 16 with a rocket and some sunshine in my pocket. It was how you used words I didn't know. And the way you said my name and cut up peaches and the brown eyes lit a flame up that we pretend doesn't glow. You know space and time wouldn't let you be mine. What I've come to understand is entropy wouldn't leave you to me. I'm right back where I began, in the arms of a stranger, pretending it's love. Touch in the map by your finger, even though I'm wrapped up in the arms of a stranger, pretending it's love. Think about us, overcome by the nostalgias. I am on call, when you need me, let me know. But we're drifting in a strange way. I'm aware that it's a mistake if I love you. It's a mistake if I don't. You know space and time wouldn't let you be mine. What I've come to understand is intro.
sometimes. Maybe just give it some time. Oh, honey, now, girl, we can solve them. If you'll just give me some time, I can open up your mind. If you let it shine, you can free your mind. Cause I know when all that's over, I'll never be sober. I couldn't believe, but now I'm so high. And all that's over, I'll never be sober. I couldn't believe, but now I'm so high. To me, oh honey, now girl, give it one night. If you just give it a chance, loving you is not my plan. Cause I know one day you'll see all the things that we can be. Oh, no, no, no.
Keep on doing this. So I'm sorry to end this now, but I know that it's for the best. Don't be a fool, and we don't meet, darling. I know that you don't want to hear this, but I'm always on the move. And don't be a fool, yeah, and say that you love me, 'cause you'll find a man who will stand by your side and will be there for you. I don't think you'll ever understand. I don't think you'll ever understand. I know that you don't want to hear this, but darling, please don't be a fool. Oh, don't be a fool, yeah, yeah. And wait on me, darling. I know that you don't want to hear this, but I'm always on the move, yeah. Oh. Just don't be. You love me, girl, 'cause you'll find a man who will stand by your side and will be there for you. Don't be a fool and wait on me, darling. I know that you don't want his, but don't be a fool.
All right, you just heard In the Arms of a Stranger by Mike Posner and Gray.
The Gray Remix.
The Gray Remix. Followed by Sober by Childish Gambino. Followed by Don't Be a Fool by Shawn Mendes.
Yep, bringing it back to some Shawn. That was some young Shawn, I think.
Yeah, that was a while
off
ago.
Of his,
he's like
first
kind
album.
Of our age.
Yeah, he's probably only maybe a year or two older than us. I don't actually know.
Made a lot of money.
Made a lot of money. Is very handsome. Good at singing. All those things that are a recipe for having a nice life.
Well, sir, we're down to the last 5 minutes. You want to send us off with our
sure.
Classic PSA?
I haven't had a ton of time to look through this PSA book to find a good one, so I'll just do one of the first ones that I flip through. Numbers to think about PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. There's a really good documentary on Netflix called 13, I think, which talks a lot about the prison system in the U.S.
Yeah.
Really interesting
stuff.
Are
we about to get political on it's all
no,
about
no,
perspective?
No.
I was like, oh, God.
But I'd highly recommend. Reading this PSA kind of reminded me of, in my screenwriting class, we do a lot of...
You're in that? I didn't know that.
Yeah. We were reading each other's scripts, and everyone kept choosing me to read stuff. Is that because I have a good narration voice, Dylan?
You've got that voice.
I've got that voice.
Maybe lock them doors and turn them lights.
Can I explain that?
We can explain that.
So Dylan and I were working on Dylan's short film for his filmmaking 2 class, right?
Yay.
And I was doing the sound. So I was operating the boom pole and the mic and the Tascam, which are all sound equipment stuff. And every time that I want to check to see if the mic was on, I would point it at Dylan's face. And he would say,
"Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low."
Just like that every time. Drove me crazy, but I also liked it. So.
Because when you have that like a very sensitive mic and then point it right at me and I do the lowest with the headphone, like
yeah.
Noise-canceling headphones, like,
"Baby, lock them doors."
It's quite something. It's an experience that not many get to have, but all should have.
They can, I would charge 25 cents for that.
run a little booth at like a fair.
Yeah, the career fair. Excuse me, sir, what are you selling here? An experience.
Hey, let's market that.
That's hey, if we can come up with a business model for it.
Hey, you're an ELS
if
some
it
classes.
Fits, if it fits, it ships.
There we go.
Did I tell you I told FedEx that?
You did not tell me that.
And I'm pretty sure that's not FedEx. I think that's U.S. Postal Service.
Oh, like their slogan?
Like they
you're
say,
all about repeating people's slogans to people and then them not knowing what it is.